Hi, this is Marcela Corpena from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
A Democrat.
Democrat, okay. And in this November's election, which way are you more likely to vote? For Kamala Harris as president, Colin Allred running against Ted Cruz, for Texas Senator and all Democrats running for other offices here in Texas, or for a mix of Democrats and some Republican candidates, if they are better?
Kamala Harris for president, Colin Allred for senator, and probably mostly Democrats.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following seven reasons the biggest motivator for you to cast your vote in the 2024 elections to vote for Democrats candidates? To stop Donald Trump and his MAGA followers? To stop
exactly.
Texas stream?
That's all, to stop Donald Trump.
I understand. Just let me read you the rest, just
okay.
In case you have another option. To stop Texas stream abortion bans, to fix the electric grid to make it more reliable, to stop Texas Show Me Your Papers law, allowing local police to stop any vehicle or person that they consider suspicious and immediately deport them out of the country if that person does not have proof of citizenship on them, to support public school by stopping the diversion of taxpayers' money for private school vouchers, to address gun violence and mass shootings with common sense gun laws, raise age to 21 for assault weapons, and restrict guns if have mental illness history, or to make auto and homeowners insurance more affordable.
Do you have one that says all of the above? I have to choose just one.
Unfortunately, no for this question. Would you keep the first one, to stop Donald Trump, or do you have a different...
To stop Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you. And which is the next biggest motivator? To stop Texas stream abortion bans, to fix the electric grid to make it... The first
one? The abortion ban.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion law? Fines and family or friends, $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison, it requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11, no exceptions, or when the life of the woman is at risk. It takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions.
The last one.
Okay.
Takes away
Thank
women's
you.
Freedom.
Understand. May I know what is your gender?
Are you female?
Thank you. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. Hispanic, thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that require 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes, I do.
Yes, thank you. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. The first one is TV channels like MSNBC or CNN.
Yes.
Yes, okay. YouTube TV?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
No, not YouTube. Not YouTube
no?
TV.
Ah.
No.
Okay. Twitter or X, TikTok or Instagram?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Facebook?
Yes.
TV streaming like Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount?
No.
No? Okay. And TV channels like Fox, Fox News or OAN?
No.
No? Okay. Thank you. Well, that concludes our service for today. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.